Like what you hear? You can access exclusive content and other perks at patreon.com/theunionedge.
Hello, welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio. Thank you very much for tuning in. We enjoy your company. We appreciate all the great stuff you're doing for the community, that's for sure. Hey, this program is sponsored in part by the United Mine Workers of America and the Operating Engineers Local 66. We appreciate their support very much. And hey, we've got Sam Knight and Sam Sachs joining us from District Sentinel. Guys, welcome back.
Hey, Charles.
Hey, Charles.
Always a pleasure, guys. Always a pleasure. We appreciate it. Let's see. The president's got one of his nominations sitting up in front of Congress talking about what's going on with the pending job, yeah?
Yep. Alex Azar, who is nominated to run the Department of Health and Human Services, he
formerly run by Tom Price,
formerly
forced out due to using government planes to fly all over the place.
That's right.
Tom, not forced out for buying stocks that he benefited off of while being a member of Congress.
No. Wait a second. Wasn't there a guy with the Treasury Department flying his wife around in a government jet? Because it was, I need to be able to communicate with the government while I'm overseas. Not that there's a U.S. embassy there, but or he's got a cell phone.
I think he asked to use a government plane.
Steve Mnuchin,
yeah.
Treasury Secretary.
He asked, was it for his honeymoon?
Yeah.
He wanted a government plane for his honeymoon. He was caught.
But it makes him look so hot.
He took an official trip to Kentucky, but then I think his wife.
This guy flew from Washington D.C. to Philadelphia. My God, really?
That was Price. Yeah, that was Price.
We got to keep our graft-friendly cabinet secretary.
But we should bring up the recent photo of Mnuchin and his wife holding up that sheet of uncut, was it $20 or $100 bills?
I think they were $1 bills.
$1 bills. Yeah. Either way, it was an official photo, was it not? It was truly bizarre, Steve Mnuchin, who likes to brag about his wife all the time. Anyway, Alex Azar, who is replacing Trump, he's replacing Price. Trump's picked to replace Price. He's before the Senate Finance Committee this morning, and the subtext to a lot of the hearing is a story from Politico that came out just this morning that detailed how when Azar was president of Eli Lilly, the pharmaceutical giant, they were testing Cialis, the pills to help adults have sex, on children as an off-label use. And this is a common practice in the pharmaceutical industry. And Pfizer did that with Viagra. Eli Lilly was trying to see if they had some alternative use for Cialis for kids with muscular dystrophy. Viagra, it was some lung condition. Either way, it's just this bizarre sort of thing that it was just a loophole, really, to extend the life of the patent by 6 months, which brings in hundreds of millions, if not $1 billion, quite frankly, to these companies over the course of 2 quarters. So that, right as we stepped into the booth, I think Claire McCaskill was bringing it up, but Ron Wyden was hammering Azar on a number of other price increases of drugs while he was at Eli Lilly, Strattera, an ADHD drug, a drug for people with osteoporosis. And Azar, to his credit, was just saying that he wasn't denying it. He's just saying the system is broken. That said, he obviously has a lot of friends in the industry still, and he seems more cut of the typical Trump swamp mold. A guy like Tom Price, who uses his power and for his own personal gain.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting all the way around, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, guys, it never ceases to amaze me just how far oligarchs and ultra-wealthy people believe that they can push things because they believe that, we're better than those blue-collar working-class people. We know better, and we're entitled to do these things. You know, my God, why would you even bother to think to deny me to have a U.S. military or U.S. Government plane take me and my wife on? I mean, the Americans are lucky to be able to do that for me.
Yeah, I agreed over here.
Yeah. No, it's pretty incredible.
It is.
So some other stuff going on here, Charles, is, of course, the government runs out of money on January 19th, the third such deadline in just, what is it, the last 2 months that we've had a deadline like that. And it looks like the Trump administration is standing a pretty strong line on the wall this time around. Trump wants his wall. And early contours of a deal suggest he's even willing to sacrifice certain other border security funding measures just to get his wall. Of course, the Democrats, Chuck Schumer today said they will still oppose any sort of wall whatsoever. He called it a hollow symbol of security, strangely endorsing a lot of the more overt symbols of security that ICE brings about. But, you know, Democrats have the leverage here. They went along with the short-term deal last month to keep the government open just for these few weeks longer. So I hate to say, we'll see what happens, but certainly it looks like if Trump wants to take a hard line on the wall here, the government might shut down.
And Schumer was basically, he's already, I'm watching his speech this morning during Senate morning business. He basically pinned it on Trump and Republicans and said that if they want to make the wall an issue over budget negotiations, then the shutdown is on them. And quite frankly, I think that is a smart and the correct position to take.
Yeah. You know, guys, I think the public is starting to catch on. I don't know. But I don't know what you guys think, but I think the public is starting to catch on. There's some real shenanigans going on. And there's a whole bunch of what can we do to enrich ourselves while we are here. And, you know, we got to keep pointing their finger at it. We got to keep talking about it. We got to keep educating the public on it because, you know, I got to tell you, you know, there's a whole lot to be said for Donald Trump charging somebody $10,000 a night at his hotel in Washington, D.C. while they're coming here to visit him.
And I think one thing to look forward to after the midterms in November, assuming that Democrats are not too incompetent or they're competent enough to pull it off, when they take back the House, if they take back one of the House of the Senate, they'll have subpoena power as the majority party in a House of Congress. And I think then we'll really start, hopefully, turning up some fun stuff about these the first part of the Trump administration, because I don't think they're going to get anything really done in Congress between now and November, because they've already used reconciliation up on tax reform. I'm not saying that's a small thing, but the most crooked stuff and the most cruel stuff, I think we can look toward the executive branch between now and early November 2018 to see where the worst aspects of the Trump years come from.
Yeah. All I'm concerned about is once we do get hopefully the House, we can subpoena Nunes to find out exactly what was going on there.
Nunes.
Yeah. There was there's something special going on there. I don't know what thing. Hey, very quickly, guys. Real quick question. Sam Knight. Oprah Winfrey.
You know, I will hold my breath. I'm not excited, but if she comes out with a New Deal style platform and Medicare for All and EFCA, fine. if she comes out with good policies, I'm all for it.
Yeah, I'd like to hear more about her politics, but I'm generally skeptical of billionaires running for president.
In general.
Hey, but there's a big difference. She had to go about it the hard way. She actually had to earn it for herself.
That is, she did work harder than Trump, yes, who was handed everything to him on a silver platter and almost managed to screw it up multiple times.
Yeah. Guys, it's always a pleasure. We appreciate it. How do we find out more about you and what you do for the District Sentinel?
You can find our daily print articles over at districtsentinel.com. You can listen to our free daily podcast/newscast, District Sentinel Radio, on iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, and TuneIn. And you can support us and have access to some more exclusive content at patreon.com/districtsentinel.
There you go, guys. We appreciate it very much, and we will talk to you again soon. In the meantime, I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio.
Like what you hear? You can access exclusive content and other perks at patreon.com/theunionedge.